All right, we have a bit of an announcement here. Joe, you want to talk about this t-shirt design contest that's going on?
Yes, I do. Open submission to anybody listening or a friend of a friend. Pass it along. You got a design you want to make for a t-shirt, something that you've heard on the show that you want to live in perpetuity in an image? We'll send it to your name here at alchemythis.com. Submissions will be done by November 15th. And then our Patreon members are going to be able to vote on which design they like the best, and that one's going to get put on a shirt.
Wait, Joey, does that mean we'll have shirts available just in time for the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing idea. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And James, you're making sure that we have a shirt available at, where is it going to be located?
Are you okay, James?
It's going to be located, you can get it at the Patreon page, and we'll get a link up that will be, put in all the different places.
Okay, so
internet.
Submit your designs for a new shirt. We're going to do as many as we approve and love, and then the Patreon members will weigh in and vote as well. Their votes will cast along with ours, and we'll pick ourselves some brilliant artists.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, if we're talking which piece I like to rep me on ye olde Monopoly board, I'd say we're talking the cat. Which you may not know, because much like a real cat, the Monopoly board cat can also bury its poo.
That's the Millennium
Great
Edition.
Great one.
I'm pretty sure it's a schnauzer on the Monopoly board.
But I digress. I Googled this shit, fucker. There
sorry,
is a,
sorry.
There's also a schnauzer.
There's a cat?
Yeah, new edition, the internet edition.
Oh.
Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. She asked the question, there's a cat, with utter disdain. It's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish.
Yes.
Why do you hate cats?
Well, we had this cat named Reese's, and it was taken from its mother too young. We got it at the pound or whatever.
The pound.
Sure, that's what they used to call it. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, they used to call it
and,
the pound.
And it used to attack us all the time, and then it learns that if it attacked us, it got to go outside, and I was its favorite meal.
Because you let it out.
My mom would say, Reese's go outside after that. I didn't say that. I mean, throw the cat outside. And then the cat liked it outside. And I just had bloody ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had some good cat relationships, but that one broke me for life.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I'm glad I asked. Honest.
Sound the alarm. It's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Gagliou say ooh, say ooh. As a rule, what are the fixings you put on your hot dog?
Oh.
Never ketchup.
Right.
Never ketchup. I'm strictly mustard and relish, and I will, when I do it, try to get the perfect little squiggle of yellow mustard so that it looks like the hot dog on the Hoffy packaging.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not OCD shit at all.
No, not at all.
Shut your app. Here's Chris Alvarado. Christoph, with your pants off, what is the seventh thing people don't know about you?
That I used to have 15 facial piercings.
And true. It's true.
I know it's true.
The holes are still there.
Some are still there.
Hold the elevator, because Joey Greer's a-coming. Dear Abby Greer, what's your go-to advice to young lovers?
Silence. Just
don't be afraid of the silence.
Just let it be silent the whole time.
The whole time. Mm-hmm. Are the lights on?
Lights on, eye contact, and just silence.
Some sweet advice.
I don't think my marriage could take that.
And last today, but a freshly cleaned sock in it, if you think him, Lee, say hello to James E.D. Jimmy Junkster on your trunk. What's the one item for you that makes Doctor Strange's costume so damn cool?
Well, I don't know if there is anything other than the cape that makes it so cool. It's the cape.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always wanted to wear a cape, but it seems like I wouldn't be able to pull it off.
Interesting, because I had cloak.
What? It is a cloak, isn't
not
it?
A cape.
Calendar Man isn't real.
No, Calendar Man is real. You know what? That's DC. We're talking Marvel and DC here. You're right, it is a cloak.
I out-nerded my favorite nerd. All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? I should first mention that we really need you, our favorite listener, that's you, to please write a review of the show in the next 31 hours. Apparently, that's what's needed to gather more of you so that we can continue pleasing you. All of today's scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemydes.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com. My first scene comes, in fact, from one of our fans named Corey, who wrote, "Love the show, guys. Been listening since day one. Here's a scene suggestion. A raunchy circus freak show accidentally gets booked at a family-friendly county fair. Keep up the good work, Corey."
Well, we're pleased as punch to have y'all here.
I'm sorry. Your name's again?
I'm Stinky.
Okay.
That's my daddy, Rager.
Stinky. And Rager, did you get all of this, Jim? Did you get all of this?
It just, I'm not finding it on the paperwork.
Jim, you were embarrassing me in front of these new, in front of the circus folk.
Where's the tent?
Okay.
Where should I set up my pie?
She needs a place to set up that pie pretty quick or we're going to be in trouble.
There you go. Here's a pie hole for you.
Oh goodness. Jim, gosh. Will you find her a place to put her pie, please?
Oh, my gosh. I just saw that man's butthole.
Uncle Dan.
Oh, my gosh, y'all.
What is it, Jim?
Hell is that some guy's butthole out there?
I don't know if Grandma and Grandpa are going to be happy with this entertainment.
Look, they said they wanted a circus act. We got him a circus act. It's the best act we could get on such short notice.
But that guy's bleeding.
Where's the tent for it?
Oh, gosh. You did you say where's the camphor?
Tent.
Oh, the tent. For the first aid tent.
For us.
Oh, y'all's. Oh.
Our tent.
Did you get it?
Yes. Jim? Yes. I have two pop-up tents right behind you. You can see them over
Which
there.
Which one's ours?
Okay, y'all go ahead and follow Jim, all right?
Excuse me, y'all. I want to lodge a complaint about that butthole I saw.
Okay, ma'am, you can come with me.
I'm from the Church of Christ, and we just want to set up our pies. I saw a butthole.
We'll set your pies right up over here.
This is supposed to be a family-friendly event.
It's going to be a family-friendly event. Don't you worry.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what Grandma and Grandpa wanted.
This is the last thing that we could get. We couldn't get anyone else on such short notice.
Wait, excuse me? Church of Christ pies is not at the top of your list?
Well, no, y'all, we're at the top of our... I mean, the circus.
Oh, okay, so we've done this every year, and I've never heard us referred to as just, like, last-minute thing.
No, you're on
the
list.
But I just saw a butthole. Can I apologize to the lady, please?
Sure.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry.
What? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
How many fingers do you have?
7. Can I just say that Christ himself, in fact, had a butthole?
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Christ did have a butthole.
Oh,
I had never even thought about how Christ had a butthole.
Marlene, now why are you coming to me after service and all this? I'm just putting out there. What do you want to tell me? Huh? You've been fidgeting all through service.
I've not been fidgeting. I guess I'm just realizing that my body and your body and... Wait, close the curtains.
All right, what's going on?
Light the candles.
Yeah, quickly. Okay. Well, stop blowing them out.
I'm sorry. I'm just breathing a lot.
Stop breathing
for a second. It recently has come to my attention.
Marlene, I can't light the candles
well,
if you breathe.
Let me tell you in the dark. It's recently come to my attention that Christ, my father and your father, all of our father, and the Son of God has had a human body, which I know we knew this, but this...
What do you mean?
I mean, Christ had had a penis. Christ had had a butthole.
Look at this. You need to come with me. You can't say... Listen
to me. Let me go or hold me tighter. Pick one.
You
Pick
have
one
information.
Right now, Pastor.
You have information that the secret council only knows. Who told you this? How did you come upon this, Marlene?
I come upon this at the fair.
The fair.
Secret council. Guys, only I need to say secret council meeting.
But I thought we were all saying
it. I thought we were all saying it.
Okay.
Everyone, this is Marlene, by the way.
She's a woman in the secret council.
Come forth with your news.
Christ had had a butthole and a penis, and we have no reason to believe he never had used that to do discretion from his butt.
He also had toes and fingers.
Well, we've seen pictures of the toes and fingers and the chest. But what I'm saying is, have you ever thought about this? God had had a humanly body, which must have had humanly body function.
Somebody close the curtains. Light the candles.
No.
Stop breathing. You're breathing all over the candles.
I can't
light the candles right now. I just can't light the dang candles on that stuff. All right, gentlemen, put the hoods on your clothes.
Oh, no. I don't want to be in some sort of...
No, it's not like that.
We're about to show you a relic from the past.
The past.
Okay.
The past.
A relish?
Yeah, look at this. Look at this pin.
We got a relish?
A pin. It's a pin.
A
from
pin.
The 1940s. Look at that. Yeah, not the very far past, like the more recent past.
Relics
State
from
fair
the recent
pin?
Past.
Yeah, look at that.
40s.
I see it.
Prick yourself with it.
I don't want to.
We've all done it.
It's pretty important.
Doesn't mean I have to do it, Pastor.
Prick.
If you want to know the truth,
I'm not going to do that. It's communicable diseases. Blood
stuff. All right,
then bye. All right, then again.
Bye.
I didn't even know where y'all came from. I wasn't going to bring it up, but what are you doing? Pastor's off. Bye. Okay.
Okay, everybody, so I'm just checking in. How is everybody feeling in the tent?
I got to say something, man. A couple of my cats got loose, and we got to catch them because they're feral, and they will breed, and if they, you know, pretty much get in contact with a child or elderly person.
I will write that down.
They will die. So
I have a cat hole for you.
Oh, Jesus, man. God damn it, man.
I just need to go over a couple of items.
Hold on, man. You can't be showing me your asshole, man. You're doing this for fucking 16 hours on the road. It just pops over to me, wakes me up with it. He says, I got a brown eye for you. And I look up, and there it is. And guess what? My toothbrush is in there, too, sometimes. He says he's just cleaning for me.
This
ain't no goddamn way.
This is a family-friendly event.
We're family.
And that's great. That's great.
We're friendly.
What we need from you is we need to know we are going to have a clean, fun show.
Hell yeah.
We have children. We have elders.
Do we have to bathe?
There's no way we got
to
bathe.
I'd like to welcome the newcomers to the fair.
Oh, Grandma. Grandma.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 In Jesus' name. Now, what do we have here? What are y'all doing? A pumpkin measuring booth?
No, I carve up cats and I eat their innards and then I, you know, kind of decide what kind of fate people are going to have based on it.
I'm Pierce Boy. I'm Pierce. You can pierce me with anything.
Help!
Grandma,
help!
Grandma, 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 they have assured me. Oh, God. Oh, wait, this happens to her.
Is she doing a magic trick?
No, she's speaking in tongues.
Let me really quick draw a star around her. Okay.
Grandma, do you have any answers?
I think I had a heart attack.
Oh.
Did that boy say he's Pierce Boy? I'm Pierce. He can pierce me. What?
He's all pierced up.
Mama. Mama, you ain't supposed to be in this tent.
You told me they were going to be measuring pumpkins.
Mama, I know. Let's go to the Church of Jesus. Let's go to the Church of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Church of Jesus Christ.
You're the devil boy. You're the devil boy. And guess what? I'm going to burn this tent down.
Mama, don't burn this tent down.
Where's she
going? Oh, God, she's burning the tent down.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm sorry, honey. I wasn't able to sell any of those elephant ears. Okay, I didn't make any money. The whole fucking fair lit up on fire. Everyone scattered quick.
And so, because there was a fire, nobody was hungry.
No one was hungry.
Daddy, did you get some money so that we can pay rent?
Hey, baby, how are you?
Hey, Daddy, did they love the elephant ears so much?
Yeah. You know what? I got some more. Why don't you eat this elephant here?
Oh, an elephant ear. I hope no elephants were harmed in the making of this ear.
Knock, knock. I hope I'm not intruding on anything. Wanted to see if you were still interested in my offer from over here at Big Elephant Ear Corp to buy your little company. I heard you had a rough day at the fair.
My daddy doesn't need to do that, you big good corporate capitalist butthole.
Quiet, you little kid.
Jared.
You just yelled at our child.
Jared.
What?
Let's give him the land, and let's give him what he wants most of all.
Rebecca, what are you
doing?
Rebecca,
take me.
Rebecca.
Goodness.
Rebecca, please.
I'm just here from Big Elephant Ear Corporation.
I took my shirt off.
Now, I realize what you did. This is highly inappropriate.
Mr. Elephant Ear, my dad had a great day at the fair today, and I think that we're going to pay rent just fine. We don't need
to
sell
it. That's not true. Everyone's dead.
Ma'am, please close your blouse.
Mommy.
No. Come here, suckle upon my teeth.
Louise,
no.
Jesus, you're going through, you're spiraling.
Yeah, I am spiraling because we're about to lose our home and I have to give my man this man my body.
You really don't.
This is what he wants.
I did not ask for your body. And with a child suckling off your teeth like me.
Let's die.
What are we going to do?
Look, all you got to do is sign this paper right here and all your troubles will be over.
Here, take me now.
No, put your pants
I'm bending
Matt,
over
I'm not,
right in front of you.
I'm not Louise, trying. This is God. Not a sexual.
I hate to interrupt. Hi, I'm from Big Elephant Ear International.
I'd
love to make you an offer you can't refuse.
How'd you even know about this place
How
here?
Did I know about this place? I've been following you all around this podunk country. Cigarette out in your face.
Oh, I've been bested by Marlboro.
Jared, we have to do it.
Well, what's the deal? I don't know what the deal is.
Why are you naked, ma'am?
I'll go down on you.
I don't want you to.
This is part of the deal.
What the hell?
I have just satisfied myself in the van before I came in. So I'm on cloud nine right now. And you know what would make me even wetter, even hotter, is to sign this deal right now.
Well, it would make Big Elephantia Corp wetter and hotter.
You couldn't get wet if you pissed yourself.
This is
have a deal?
I don't know what
the
deal is.
We love the way you pour powdered sugar on fried dough, okay? Work for me. Work for me.
I'll work for you.
No.
This is called twerking.
You are yucky lady. That's not called twerking. No. I can get you out of this life. What's your name?
Jared.
Jared. Jared, Jared, Jared. Come here. I can get you out of here, okay?
Take him. Take him.
But, Mommy, what about me? I want a dad.
Can we bring Neil?
No. We can't bring that. But I can take you and I can take you to the top. I'm talking Tokyo, okay?
My cigarette burn is growing.
I dip my cigarette in stuff before I do that.
All right, look, I'll start.
Jared,
yes.
Get real. What's holding you back? This shitty apartment, your weird-bodied wife, that kid?
My family's business. My grandpapa, my grandmama, and before them, their grandpapa and their grandmama started this business when America was founded.
Well, guess what? America's in the shithole, honey, but I can take you to Tokyo.
You want me to leave my homeland?
That's right, I do.
To go to greener pastures?
That's right, I do.
Well, I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to build back.
Honey.
Baby, go.
No.
Your grandpapa founded this when America started in 1940.
Yeah.
Okay? That's enough. That's enough. Go.
Quiet those goddamn elephants! No, listen. I'm gonna stay here, and
we don't want you to.
Well, then I'm gonna do it on another way. I'm gonna go underground if I have to. I'm gonna go upground to the tippy top of the sky and see the sun and kiss it in the eye. But you're not gonna take this business away from me because I love it and I love my little boy.
Okay, well, just a little news flash. We're steamrolling this house in about 20 minutes, so get out while you still can. Ta-ta!
Want to kiss? Ta-ta. Kiss me? Kiss bye?
No. No.
Luis, God damn it! Why?
No. Neil, you have to make a decision. Do you want to come with me, or do you want to stay with Mommy and die here in this building?
I would like to go with you.
Go with him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that and not die in the building.
Okay. All right, Neil.
Oh, I hope no elephants were harmed in the making of this.
Quiet those elephants.
A lot of elephants were.
What?
A lot of elephants were. That's fried meat and sugar you're eating.
You said it was fried dough. Well,
there's a little dough in there to crisp it up.
Dad?
Neil?
You've not been cutting the real ears off of elephants, have you?
Yes, I have. That's why it's so good.
Then I'll stay here and die with my mother.
That's more like it.
In Congress, July 4th, 1940, we hold these truths to be self-evident that... Oh, God. I don't know. I can't even think without an elephant here right now.
Senator, you're about to go on.
All right.
Are you okay?
I will be okay after just a bite of an elephant ear. Does anyone know where a company could provide me with a damn elephant ear before I go on stage and read this declaration to all the rest of the Congress?
I don't mean to speak up, what with me being the janitor and all.
Sure.
But I...
Speak. This is America.
Well, my wife packs me delicious elephant ears every day for lunch, and, well... I have a couple in my
satchel. Move back. Don't get that close to the senator.
Wait. It's fine. It's fine. He's offering assistance. What's your name, young man?
Grandpapa.
It's lovely to meet you, Grandpapa.
Pleasure.
Thomas Jefferson. Now...
The Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, the one from the mountain and the money. May I have one of those elephant ears?
Of course. Here you go.
My God.
Mr. Jefferson, the broadcast is about to start.
Right. Tell the
it's
rest.
It's 1940. The people can't wait.
All right. I just want to eat this elephant here. My God, is this actual elephant?
Well, there's a little dough to fluff it up.
You could make a fortune with this, you know?
Oh, well, I don't know.
You could start a dynasty.
I just get this weird feeling, Mr. Jefferson, that one day my great-great-grandson will ruin it all.
No, why would you have a feeling like that?
I'm dumb.
That's fair. You've got all this wonderful product and you haven't even...
I hate to break this up, but somebody shit in the hall. If you could clean that up.
Is it from that circus act that we brought in to open for me?
It's from her. She does this every week.
I didn't do it. I wasn't me.
Is it that pierced man who shows his asshole to everyone?
She does this every week.
You can't prove that I'm the one shitting in the hall, but I can prove that you're the one cleaning it up. So get to work, honey.
You're the only one who eats beet salad around here, and it's okay. Very rare. Hey,
I think someone's ass is bleeding.
Hey, Jefferson. I got an elephant hole for you.
Oh, it's this goddamn guy again.
Get away from the senator.
Who is that? I love that guy.
That's a Secret Service. Woman.
Oh, that's the Secret Service.
They're so smoky.
I've always wondered what they sounded like. And now for scene two. It comes to us from Jacob, who wrote, I just spit coffee all over my kitchen when the ghost of Abraham Lincoln walked into the history classroom teaching.
Seems like we've got ourselves a penchant for incorrect history.
We really do. And my terrible scene idea is a school bus is pulled over by the local sheriff. And then in quotes, church is chicken.
Yep.
Signed, Jacob.
What
is
that?
We all remember what church is chicken is? Chicken.
Church is chicken.
Church is chicken.
Just a mantra.
Joe, you want to explain that one?
No.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going along for the ride.
Gags, you remember church's chicken?
I remember church's chicken.
Where did it come from?
I just remember it being a mantra that we kept repeating over and over throughout a scene.
I think I was there for that.
But no one can remember the core. That's
I am blackout drunk for all of these. I mean, I'm not going to remember this in an hour.
Well, we're blackout improvisers. Now the local sheriff pulls over the school bus.
Hey, kid, sit down, please. You got to sit down in the back.
No, I don't want to sit down. Go around
and around. I'll pull this thing over. Oh, great. I'm sure he saw you standing up in the back.
All
right. Whoa, what the hell's going on in there? Open your window.
What seems to be the problem? Officer.
I need you to open that window all the way. All right, I'm going to come in through this window real quick.
Sir, I can open the door for you.
No, that's too convenient.
Hey, Ramirez, you could just use the door.
I wanted to do a surprise entrance because there's a lot of chaos going on in here.
We pulled them over.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to these kids. Kids.
You ripped your pants.
Smells like bacon.
Part of your pants are stuck on the window.
Listen, you little bitches. I want you to be silent. I'm a police officer.
Joey, your gun.
No.
Show us your gun.
Okay, I'll take it out. This is a gun.
Oh,
this is a gun.
Cool.
Now I've got your bus driver. Do you like your bus driver?
No. He stinks.
Does he?
You're not really. Officer, what is
that? Why do they not like you very much?
Was your gun in my ear?
Excuse me, I'm a citizen.
What are you doing on this bus?
I'm not in the bus. I'm coming in the bus. Yeah. I see a police officer pulling over a school bus. What do you think I'm going to do?
I need backup.
I can citizens arrest you right now. What seems to be the problem here?
Well, I'll tell you what. There was somebody throwing books out the back window.
What kind of books was it?
It was moving pretty fast, but my guess is either geology or geography. It was something geo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem to me like an offense that needs you getting
your
gun out.
It's a goddamn offense. Guess what?
I got a grenade.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Pull the pin.
Listen,
that would kill all of us.
I'm not going to pull the pin, but I'm just trying to...
Hey, partner, sorry. You said you needed backup. I had to come in through that window.
Who's this guy?
I'm his partner. Who are you? Why do you have a grenade?
I'm not going to use it. You're cute, honey.
Well, thanks. Put the grenade away
and
we can talk.
This guy's a little bit of a hothead, huh?
Yeah, no,
listen,
you're telling me.
I get angry. You know, you shouldn't be throwing books out the back of a bus.
I didn't throw books, bitch.
No, I know you didn't.
Hey, Cindy, with all this chaos going on, something might happen to all of us.
Hey, George, I do not want to date you. I don't want to date you. I'm not going to kiss you.
I tied your shoes together.
Cindy and George sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Cindy doesn't want to kiss him.
Sorry, no, I don't.
Kiss him.
So I guess what we got ourselves here is a good old-fashioned standoff.
Well, it's not a standoff, because if you drop that grenade, you're going to kill yourself.
I'm Mark Ruffalo. I am here live on the scene. There is a Mexican standoff going on inside this school bus.
You can't say Mexican standoff.
Well, isn't that... Tarantino said that.
I'm Diane Krubikoff, and you can't say Mexican standoff.
But that's what it's called.
What we have is a hot, hot situation on a school bus of all places. I remember the
can't
hottest thing that happened to me on a whole school bus was a little bit of outer course.
Diane, this is your producer in your ear.
Okay.
Can you not upset Mark Ruffalo? We know what happens when he gets angry.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Great.
Mexican standoff it is. Problematic? No problem. Keep going, Mark.
We have two police officers, and we have a citizen in there who's claiming there's an arrest happening. We got a lot of kids in there. This is the 18th, 9th, the 20th hour that this has been happening.
Mark, that's not true.
It's 100% true.
Hey, Hulk.
Hey,
get pissed off,
hey,
Hulk. Man,
hey, I'm doing something live here, okay? I'm doing live TV.
Okay.
Okay.
Get angry.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Hey, okay? Big fan, Hulk.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Anybody a Diane fan out there?
Mrs. Hulk.
That's not my wife.
Piss off your dude. I'm not his wife.
That's not my wife.
I'm as offended as you are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think he can be.
Oh, I don't think you can be.
Oh, can't I?
No.
Don't piss him off. I told you. Oh, God damn it, Diane.
I'm trying to keep it under control, but Ruffalo isn't made for this.
Or I'm made for live TV.
No.
Sam, I understand you have some interesting choices for people to come in and be the new field reporter for us. I'm looking at the list here. There's a couple names I got to ask you about. It seems too good to be true.
Let's hear it.
Chris Evans?
He wants in.
He does?
He wants in.
Action news in the field?
Listen.
Yeah.
You know the market. Okay?
I do.
The industry went from being, you know, big movie stars to now they started infiltrating television.
Right.
This is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, for instance. We had actual film actors that are now doing television.
Why?
Right? I don't know. But now they want to go to the local networks.
Get down in. Drill down.
They want to drill down.
Okay. Because also you've got Mark Ruffalo on the list. So that can't be real.
Not only is he on the list, he's here.
Really?
Yeah, he refuses to leave.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I couldn't hold him back.
Is there...
it's okay, Gina.
Am I going to see...
He pushed me out of the way.
That can't be true.
Is there...
she had that coming.
Yeah. For sure.
Is there any way you can't say that.
Is there any way that I'm going to be able to be seen now, or...
Well,
one deserves violent love.
I just want to say, Charlie, we just got a report of a school bus hostage situation.
Mark?
If maybe you want to try that outside down Route 9.
No, Diane's on that. Diane,
we've been getting a lot of emails about your feet on WikiFeet.
I post toe pics.
Well,
you can't post your own pictures.
Not everyone.
I can post my own pictures.
No, it's like giving yourself a nickname. You can't do that. The people got to do it for you.
I did that too.
Ruffalo gets it.
Yeah. You gotta have people scour the internet to find it.
We're never going to get along.
All right. All I want is the kid who threw the book out the window to stand up and come to the front of the bus.
Pig!
Everybody, be careful with you. I've got a lot of power here.
It was me.
It was you. Stand up.
I can't. My shoes are tied to.
Don't make him stand up.
Stand. Don't stand.
Okay. All right. Let me come back.
What kind of justice are you looking for, sir?
Yeah, partner, you're starting to scare me.
Listen, I'm scaring you. There's a hand grenade on here by a civilian.
How tall are you? 4'2"?
4'3". Thank you.
I love that.
Listen, all I want is to take the perpetrator of the crime of throwing books out a window.
If I'm guilty of anything, officer, I'm guilty of loving too much.
Well, damn.
Not me. I do not like him back. I do not like
and
him back.
Kiss him.
Share a bond.
I don't want to, no.
Since first grade, we've sat next to each other because our names alphabetically are near. And I felt a connection.
Kiss him, Cindy.
Cindy, with our shoes tied together.
Kiss him.
And tears in my eyes.
Oh, shit,
we put a gun in my head.
I mean, don't put
your gun to his head.
How about this? Can I have that grenade?
All
don't
right.
Worry. Okay, I'll put the grenade to
what
you.
Are you
I'll
doing?
You're
a cop. It's safe.
I was looking in his eyes.
Thompson, McGregor, can I see my office?
Yeah.
Thompson, over the report.
Do you need
here.
Ramirez too or no?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Send in Ramirez.
I'll get out then.
Thompson, it says... this can't be right.
It probably is.
It's your paperwork and your writing. You put a gun and then a grenade at a kid's
head. That's not true. I did not put the gun to his head. I took the grenade to his head.
So you put a grenade next to a child's head.
Yeah, I mean, it was, honestly, I figured there was...
But your gun was in your hand also. Uh-huh.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I'm a cop.
Uh-huh. In fairness, if I could say something
in defense of my partner.
Thank you.
One of these kids did throw the manual for a geo tracker out the window of the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it is illegal to throw books out the back of a school bus.
Pull the bus over.
Sir, the breadsticks are free if they want more.
Well, thanks. It's real nice of you to bring me to the Olive Garden.
It's real nice to have you in the garden. I don't think there's anything in this garden more beautiful than you.
And here we are. We have one fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, give it to him first.
And one tour of Italy.
Hey, Taylor. I'm sorry. This is my section.
Yeah, I'll take your spiff somewhere else.
Yeah, we will.
Close
thank you very
a
much.
Deal here.
Yeah, you got it. Taylor, don't come over to my tables.
Wow.
So,
look, I gotta be honest. I've never been asked out in the middle of a hostage situation before.
I hope that me, you know, brandishing a weapon didn't have anything to do with you saying yes.
Well, you did kind of hold up a grenade and say that I had to come to the Olive Garden.
Say that, but I was smiling, honey.
Oh, okay.
Give me a smile, won't you?
Oh, please don't.
Sure make me feel good.
And here are your new breadsticks.
What are you doing?
That's okay. We'll take them both.
No, you'll take one.
I got double service for
my day. You know what? We can each take. I'll take your breadsticks, and she can take your breadsticks.
Hey, Ramirez, look, I'm a walrus.
oh, gosh.
Because the breadsticks did look like tusks.
Yeah. You saw me doing one line of cocaine in the bathroom, and you lost all respect for me.
How long was that line?
Have you ever seen a picture of a walrus, Ramirez? Because I have one on my phone.
I believe you that's what a walrus looks like.
Fascinating animals, Ramirez. Have you been married before?
Twice, actually.
What went wrong?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's usually about my height.
Oh, they didn't like how big you are.
Yeah, 4'2 is not. Oh, gosh.
I'm trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to make you feel good.
Some more breadsticks?
I will take those. Thank you so much. Watch this. I can build a log house out of them.
Oh, wow. Gosh, you made a whole log house. Is that for your walrus?
That's for my walrus, and that's you. You're my little walrus, Ramirez.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm. This feels suddenly like that.
Oh, you feel soft.
You
feel very soft.
No, not that soft.
Which one of you two have the iced tea?
Oh, gosh, a third server.
Would you both have iced tea?
You spooked me, honey. You're a spooky little guy.
I know some of them iced tea.
Well, that's a lot of piercings you got in there.
Well, it's a family thing.
Ah.
You know, I think we had one iced tea, two straws.
Oh, it goes.
Or just two straws.
The biodegradable.
I do like that they're the paper straw.
I like it too.
How many in your party?
Four.
Four people. Yeah. I got a table maybe in 6 hours.
Sorry?
I got
you
a table
like
maybe
said 6 hours.
We're not waiting that long.
No, we're not waiting that long.
No.
All right. Well, then where are you
going? Is there any chance we could get ahead on the list?
Yeah, how many people in your party?
Oh, no, I'm with them. I'm with the four.
I can get you a table.
What?
Okay.
Come on.
Wait,
thank you.
Don't go without us.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I guess we'll take a table for three. Is there an opportunity for one?
How soon for a table of three?
Table for three, it's 6.5 hours.
Are you writing in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't help but notice you guys are having a hard time getting a table.
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem when you go to these mom and pop Italian shops.
Yeah.
Let me give you my card. There's a place called the Burbank Empire Center.
Ooh.
Not only is there a Target.
Right.
Not only is there a TJ Maxx.
Keep talking.
There's a Jamba Juice.
What?
And there's also some of the best Italian cuisine you've ever had.
Can we go there now?
You can go there now. And as a matter of fact, all tables are empty.
What? Really? That sounds great.
It's only across town. It would take like 40 minutes. Let's do this.
That's true. That's a great idea. Do you mind showing us how to get there?
Sure. Just
hop in.
Oh, okay. Great.
So welcome to Olive Garden. Just one? Are you waiting for anyone else? Or?
You know what? I ditched my group.
All right.
This is my first me time I've had in, I don't know, 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll take a carafe of, what is the red drink you have?
Red.
Okay. Yeah. That great. Sounds great.
We are out of the red at the moment.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Sorry about
that. Fuck.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ugh.
It's all right.
Shit. Well, what do I do?
actually, one of my coworkers, he has cocaine.
Has cocaine? Yeah, oh, so, okay. I was hoping you were going to say
yeah,
that.
He does.
I'd love some.
You want to do some blio, huh?
What?
Some blue.
What?
Huh? You want to get some
I just want some cocaine.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, then yeah. Okay, yeah.
What are you guys, racing to an Olive Garden or something?
We were just...
I'll handle this.
Okay.
Hi, officer. I'll show you my identification and... Oops! That general manager card just fell out.
Oh jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, no. My partner's getting... I was trying to do this without my partner getting out of the car.
This is really a big deal here. This is...
Oh, here he comes.
This is borderline a bribe.
Oh, this is bad.
I was just information...
Young man, back up!
Oh, how did you get here?
What is she doing?
I've been telling you, sweetie. I told you I'm not going to let you get away that
And I
fast.
Told you our date went so poorly I didn't want to go on anymore.
And I told you one man's Mr. Ruffalo, poor is another man's
Mr. Butter. Ruffalo, Diane, we have another situation.
Oh, God.
We have an Italian standoff.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't say that.
Well, it has to do with the type of food.
That makes sense.
Why don't we call it a cuisine standoff?
Tarantino said
Tarantino
it.
Is for men.
Mr. Ruffalo. Mr. Ruffalo, there's a big to-do. Now, you have a choice. You can go solo and cover this live.
What?
It's a choice, Diane.
Or?
Does Diane get the choice to go solo?
Or you can bring Diane.
Oh, now, I'll leave you two to discuss it. Never going to work.
Hi, welcome to Tarantino's for Men.
Hi.
Would you like to be fitted for a suit today,
yes,
or just shoes?
I need something Jackie Brown style.
Right.
Something with
like
an open
it,
collar.
Dig it. Way open collar.
White and black is easy for me.
Okay.
Do you have that yellow jumpsuit from Kill Bill?
Yes, we do.
Oh, great. Well, I thought it might just be menswear.
No. Please. What are you, a four?
You were
I'm
just
a
help,
zero.
You were
a
just
zero.
Helping,
yeah.
My
you
mistake.
You were just helping me, and then this. Well, sorry, palsy. You're a zero.
I'm a
okay.
double
Let's
zero.
Get you a room.
It's going to be hard to find clothes that
Do I just know. Find the suit myself, or how
Sir,
you were just
with
helping.
You as soon as I can.
No,
why
you were
you
just with me.
Fucking back off,
what
all right?
What the fuck?
We got a room for you right over here.
Are you serious?
I'm going to put you in three.
Oh.
Okay, and bring you a dub zip.
Thank
what
you.
What the hell?
Excuse me, is there a problem here?
Yeah, there is a problem here. There's a guy who's helped me, and then just...
Say that again.
There was a guy that was helping
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and... say that one more time.
Don't do it.
There was a guy that was helping.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to shut down Tarantino's for Men.
Why is that?
The
Why
mall
that?
Just can't house
can
it.
Can what?
Me. Can't house.
Can house?
The location.
We pay the lease.
I know, but it's too much.
You we don't need more space.
You pay too much.
What are you not being able to house?
You're not understanding me. You're paying too much. We can't house it.
What are we supposed to do, Jim?
I guess it's time.
It is time. Take off your pants, sir.
Okay. Now, what we're planning on doing is remodeling the entire area right here and just making it a giant TGI Fridays.
Gonna need those socks, too.
Okay. I'm gonna take them off my feet. And the whole point of this is just to invite more family-friendly restaurants into the mall. Oh, my God. I gotta...
Why don't you make us some coffee while you're
Okay, just give me a second here. I got a hooked nail on my pinky toe, and it's really catching the sock. So we're clear that the mom and pop restaurant scene is really blowing up, and we really want to catch that wave.
We're a clothing store.
I know that. That's why you're going down.
And TGI Fridays is the mom and pop you're referring to?
Yes.
Let's look up on the scale of mom and pop. TGI Fridays is the opposite of a mom and pop.
Okay, to you.
It's a nationwide chain. Mom
yes,
and pop
I think mom means. And pops are nationwide.
Well, are they?
Yeah, I think
you're saying there's a chain of restaurants called mom and pops.
I think that throughout the nation there's mommy and poppies.
You do. You?
So if when I think of mommy and poppies,
everything okay here?
No, it isn't. I like. No,
I'm controlling okay. the beat. This is my beat. What seems to be the problem?
How do you do it?
Here's my badge. Here's my gun.
Rachel, geez, you got a gun? We never authorized a gun on you, Rachel.
Rachel, is it?
Well, I got one.
Can you tell us who this guy is and what he could possibly mean here at the mall?
Well, he owns the mall. He's got a share of the mall. Ugh. And we're bringing in some mom and pop stores, I
yes.
think.
Look,
and
I'm
they're
Luke Burbank.
Kicking out.
Luke Burbank?
Yeah.
The whole town bought the mall, first of all. So you're
this
just.
This is Luke Burbank.
You're a citizen of the town.
No, but his parents had shares of the town.
Well, nothing says Tarantino for Men.
Like Burbank?
Wait, nothing says mom and pop store like Tarantino for Men.
Yes. It is the very definition of mom and pop.
Who am I gonna shoot?
Rachel?
This guy.
No, hold on, Rachel. No, look.
Burbank.
No,
this Burbank
Don't
fella.
Spin that gun.
I can't not.
The safety's off.
Look.
Oh, I didn't know there was a safety.
Bang!
Oh!
My God! Oh!
Burbank's been hit.
My toe. My
shit.
Pinky
I'm so
toe.
I'm so sorry. Oh.
That's where all my blood is.
I got your nail.
All my blood is in my nail.
I got your nail.
All my blood is
that
in my nail.
That sock should slide right off now.
All my blood is in my nail.
We bled out from his toe. Our final scene of the day is brought to us from Alexandra, who wrote Dear Alchemists and Alchemistresses.
Oh,
y'all are
cute.
Brilliant as hell and sexy as all caps. Fuck!
Into that.
My scene Word. Suggestion, a Coke-fueled Wall Street... A Coke-fueled Wall Street hotshot is sentenced to community service. Of course, he brings a stash of Coke as he's on a cleanup crew. I love you all. Thanks. I love what you've done with the place. David in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
All right. So just so we're all clear, all the people we're going to be working with today are, just dealing with stress. So we're just going to be helping these people do some silent artwork and then...
Did you say silent artwork?
Silent. Are you okay? You look kind of...
I'm fine. I'm just here to do my community service.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Is that a Bentley?
Yeah, it's a Bentley.
I've never seen one of those in person.
Well, you can't touch it. Stay back.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just trying to get my service done, and I'd like to do it quick, okay? I got to go. Go, go, go.
You know what? You know what we could do? Actually, we could offer you a youth hockey team if you want to coach that instead.
Coach a youth hockey team?
Yeah,
I'll give it a shot, but I've never played hockey before.
It's okay. We just
it's all about teamwork, right?
Yeah.
All right, show me there.
I thought that guy was going to help us with our art. I'm sorry. We actually got to shut this program down. I'm sorry.
Is it the hockey kids again?
Yeah, the hockey kids.
I can't take another loss.
I'm sorry, y'all.
You know what? I'm back. Nobody came to meet me with the hockey team, so I guess I'll just kind of square this up first. You guys need to do youth artwork.
Did you run to the hockey rink and back?
I just walked away and noticed you weren't following and didn't know where I was going.
Well,
so
I don't know why you would lead. You don't know where you're going.
Exactly. So either you're going to handhold me my way to the next hockey match, or I'm going to help these kids do some finger fucking painting.
It's too loud.
It's very loud.
All right, let's
what
you know
the
what
the fuck is going on
I've
over
been
here.
A lot.
Why don't you two kids just join the hockey team?
But I don't want to do that.
We're art kids.
Yeah, all right.
So you know what? The best hockey players are art kids. Let's go.
My bones are soft.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so we only have this outdoor rink for the moment to practice in, but I think you'll find a lot of joy in it. All the kids here are, you know, from different backgrounds, and they
there's no ice on this rink. It's just a dirt rink.
Yeah, it's just dirt. We have dirt skates, so it's pretty hard for them to skate through it, but I want them to feel what it's like to have a blade on the dirt before there's a blade on the ice.
Oh, all right, fine, fine. I don't give a fuck.
Hi,
where's the rest of the hockey team?
Hi, Jeremy. I'm Barbara. My children attend this the center.
Have we met before?
Yeah, I see you pretty much daily over the summer when I drop my kids off. It's been brought to my attention that our children...
Oh, I know who you are.
Okay. It's been brought to my attention that our children are being left in the hands of criminals who are choosing this as opposed to jail time. Is that correct? They're logging hours.
It's pronounced Barbara, service. Right?
Yes. Jeremy, mm-hmm. I've given you a ride home. Jeremy, all I'm saying is it seems dangerous that we have ex-convicts.
That's here. Where I know you from.
From the ride home?
Yeah.
Are our children safe?
Yeah, they're fine. Their kids are going to be safe.
Great,
this is a community.
Great. I feel great now. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
You know, Paul still hasn't come home. Just letting you know.
Is that your son?
That's my husband.
Oh, no. It's lost.
I cried about this. I cried in your lap. I told you that Paul had left me.
It's not really
Barbara, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi. The kids are waiting for us to go cheer them on. What's going on? Why are you talking to Jeremy?
Well, did you hear? Did
Jeremy's half your age, Barbara. What are you doing?
We're just having a conversation about the kids.
Why were you touching his arm like that?
Because I was trying to communicate with him.
I think this is messed up.
Steph.
What?
Don't
Barb.
Start bringing
Barb,
your
don't, no.
lucky marriage.
No, it's not my marriage
to
is fine.
The community
my
center.
My marriage is
grounds,
fine, Barbara. Where's
okay?
your husband?
Well, that's weird.
Where's your husband?
Well, I'll tell you
Why
where
you
your husband is.
Minor?
Your husband's always staring
are you a
at my
minor,
breasts.
Jeremy?
Why is he always staring at my breasts?
Because my husband's
that
a breast
seems
man,
weird.
And
oh,
I don't care.
Cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he likes mine best.
Our children are being
all
watched.
All right, kids, it's really time that you guys have got to win this match, because if I don't get you guys to do a good job here, then I'm going to go back to jail.
I just wanted to do art.
Listen, this isn't an art thing. Sometimes, you know how ballet on the ice is like art?
This isn't ice,
no.
This is mud.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what's art is you guys winning a game with teamwork so that I don't gotta go back into the big rink.
Electric Eels, are you ready to play?
Ready, ready, ready.
Who are they? They're really big.
They're big because they're older than you. One day that you'll get bigger because you'll be older
it
and you're gonna
like
kick their ass.
It looks like they have monster truck wheels on their skates and we have blades.
Why do we have blades? We should have monster
it
truck wheels.
It was a
wheels.
Bad idea and we'll
I
change it next time.
I keep twisting my ankle.
Electric Eels, are you ready to win?
Why are they chanting like that? And why are they sharpening their hockey sticks?
Because those guys are used to being winners, and you guys are about to become winners.
Tanner. Hockey is like dance.
Tanner, I want you to put these blades on the side of your
Coach,
forearm right there, okay?
That seems dangerous,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, it is dangerous. We're going to win, all right? When these little kids come near you, I want you to jam it in their throat and just
coach,
rip.
Coach, that coach. Kid looks like she has soft bones.
Yeah, take advantage of it. We don't lose. We're electric eels.
Eels, 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 eels,
hey, Coach,
eels.
Can I play goalie? Because then I can just maybe do my Play-Doh art while I'm there, and then if it comes near, I can do
I
it.
I don't want you to touch one piece of goddamn Play-Doh the rest
can
of this
I
match.
Can I just make mud angels with my Bubba body?
If I see you make one mud angel, you're going to join the real angels, all right?
All right, let's get the two coaches in here. Let's get the two coaches in here. Come on here.
How do you do?
All right, I do pretty good.
Oh, so you're the new coach of the Bumpy Bunnies, huh?
For now. We might change their name. That kind of, I'm going to wipe that smirk off
hey,
your face.
Hey, back it up. Break it up.
Probation officer coming through. Look who it is. If it isn't cocaine guy and this eel guy.
Are you supposed to be here?
Whoa, don't call me that, Proby.
I've had a couple to drink this morning, but that's besides the point. Here's what I need to let you know. Whoever wins this game goes free. No more probation. Whoever loses.
Oh, my God. That guy that just came onto the mud pit is hot.
I know.
Oh, my God. Where's your husband?
Which husband? Wait. I don't have one.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to make a joke. Like,
what's going on in your relationship?
It's really bad right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it, but, like, it's really bad.
I can't hear you. Say again.
It's really bad.
I'm so sorry.
What's going on with your relationship? Are you still bi, or were you ever bi, or was that just
no, I'm
like...
bi, but I'm also doing a...
Well, it's like you said that, but you've never been with a woman.
I have been with... I'm on a woman with Words with Friends.
Oh.
So, like, I have, like, a text relationship with someone on Words with Friends.
Your bottom lip is so full.
Yeah.
I'm back. Hey, I brought the drinks.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Steph.
Hey.
Hi.
Wow.
Okay, cutie.
Thank you.
Wait. Why are you flirting with her?
I just said she looked cute today. Do you play Words with Friends?
I do. One of his monster truck wheels just went over my back.
eels.
Wait, ladies, I just have to know, do you guys vibe?
Of course.
With each other?
I don't know what that means.
Why not me?
What do you mean?
Like if you're bi.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious. Your energy is just like spiky.
And
what is that?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Barbara.
No, it's not in a mean way.
No,
we all
mean
have
way
different
at all.
Energies.
Yeah.
You guys are sick.
What are you talking about?
Like, let's all go out for a drink.
Okay.
Let's all go out for a drink.
We're drinking
now. Hey, ladies, mind if I sit here with you?
Oh, my God. Yes, we do.
Oh, my God.
Just going to hunker down between some sweet cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What are we drinking?
Rosé.
Rosé. Rosé for Kit Kat. I'm not eating tea.
You put Kit Kats in your rosé?
Not telling your nickname's Kit Kat, sweet pea. Oh,
we don't like this.
Well, goody, because I do.
We're all bi. So.
All right. So that's an invitation to him, if you say that.
Why?
I'm fine. I'll try anything once.
That's not an invitation.
Yes, it is.
Here, sit down over here on my thumb.
No, get the hell away from me. excuse me. Probation officer coming through here. Probation officer coming through, ladies. Ladies.
We're all bi.
Oh, that's an invitation.
I know. Now I know. That's why I said it.
You know, whoever loses this game is going back to the hole.
What hole?
The jail hole. ADSEC.
ADSEC hole?
Administrative segregation.
Oh.
It's just a little cop talk. I'm a little tipsy.
Yeah, You're a little cop, aren't you?
My Play-Doh fell out of my pocket and one of the kids took it.
Get the fuck back in there.
What'd you say it smelled like?
It smelled like whiskey.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Okay, back to the game.
Listen, I don't know what the hell you guys are doing, but I need you to do better out there. Stop crying.
Pull yourself together. Don't listen. Listen to me, all right? Look, if you can't get these kids to stop bleeding, I'm going to have to forfeit your game.
We can clotterize this.
Clotterize it?
Just give me a second here. It's fine. It'll burn for a second and then...
Wake up. It's halftime now.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Clock Larry.
You're welcome.
Larry, come here. Come here, Larry.
Oh, you're throwing me in the air.
Give me a hug, Larry. I know it's just been this game, but I seem to feel like we've known each other forever.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Oh, God. Here's $100. I don't know what that buys you, but does it buy you time from Larry the time guy?
Excuse me. Sorry to bother you guys. Somebody task-rabbit some cocaine from here. can I ask which one of you guys ordered the cocaine?
That's actually me.
Oh, you ordered the cocaine,
yeah,
kid?
Thanks.
All right.
It makes my Play-Doh art come alive.
There you go.
Electric eels, god damn it! Why aren't we winning by more?
Huh?
I mean, we're winning by a lot.
Because we're weak. We need to kill them. All right?
We're winning like 16 to nothing.
That's... Why not 17 to nothing?
Listen, I don't want to be tried as an adult.
We'll get the next point.
Coach, can we put razor blades on our skis?
Of course you can.
Cool.
You're wearing skis?
Yeah, why not?
Why are you wearing skis?
It's a hobby. It's
go
a hobby.
Faster.
I don't know why is that kid on the other team pounding blow right now.
they're pounding blow? Everyone do blow. Everyone do blow.
Yeah, you're rich.
Blow it up. Blow it out.
Eels.
Do more.
Just a quick network.
Announcement.
I need to network.
Quick announcement.
And with the local sports report, let's throw it now to Mark Ruffalo.
Thanks, Chad. It looks like everyone on the Electric Eels has had cardiac arrest.
So I'm
just
chopped liver.
Diane, please.
No, it's fine. Keep going, Mark.
It looks like the entire team of Electric Eels has had a cardiac arrest. All the players are seizing on the ground right now, throwing themselves through the mud.
Oh, this just in. There's a high-speed pursuit with a Bentley.
And I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'll just be back here. I'm not even Mike.
All right. I'm sorry. Can we just bring the camera over to an intimate conversation between
Move
me and Diane?
Move camera on Mark. Move
what is going on?
This is never going to work out, Mark.
I love you.
I love you
pull
too.
Back slowly.
But look, you're better than me in everything.
No.
I just want to compete in the same
hold
world you do.
You're not competing. You're winning. I'm not even on camera today because of you. You animal.
You're not on camera today because of your actions. You threw hot coffee on everyone in the office.
So what?
You burned everybody.
I sent a few pictures of my toes to the wrong people, and look what happens to a woman.
Pan
you're
down
on WikiFeet.
To Ruffalo's.
Now, I know.
Erection.
He's turning green.
Now, if you keep this up, you're not going to be
Mark, you're
success.
Hurting my heart.
Oh, I'm
Mark,
sorry. I'll let go of your heart.
Hey, boss, what do you want me to put on the green screen?
We got to go to blue screen.
What are you doing,
he's
Mark?
He's hulking up.
No.
That's
fine. Why are you singing, Mark?
It calms me down.
This just in. Mark Ruffalo turns into a Hulk.
You're doing it. Yeah.
I am on camera live from KPTCQLTRFQ.
I count 16 dead children.
Okay.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
6, 17.
17 dead children.
Well, this one's not part of the crime scene. Sorry.
So back to 16. What are your instincts telling you?
Well, you just hope that when a city reaches out to children.
Right.
Provides a service. Right. A community service. You know.
I don't want to be morose, but I didn't bring enough chalk for all the bodies.
Okay.
And the chalk isn't even working on the
here,
mud.
Try my Sharpie.
The Sharpie won't work on mud.
Why don't you grab some of the scattered blow that's all over this place?
Oh, that's a good idea.
How am I going to grab blow? It's powder. It's
a spoon. Try a spoon.
Does anyone have any spray paint?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Officers, here's some free breadsticks. We're just across the way. We're some mom and pop.
Thanks. I appreciate that, mom.
OG. Here's some free breadsticks, guys. Tyler, what are you doing?
Hey.
What are you doing? This is my helping the crime scene.
And you're making your friend cry there.
Yeah.
What's internal, that about?
It's an internal thing.
Internal?
Internal.
Uh-huh. Seemed kind
of
angry.
Did you know any of these children?
You counting the number you knew?
Yeah, I think I knew...
Seven?
One, two, three, four, five, six,
I'm going to guess seven.
Seven. Seven, yeah.
Huh.
Seven. Yeah. 97 of them.
Which ones?
One,
if you could
two,
pick
three,
them by,
four,
call them
five,
out by name,
six.
So we're trying
okay.
to make a list of...
Danny.
Which
Danny,
one's Danny?
Dooney.
With Dooney.
Donnie. And Dobby DB. And
Dobby DB.
Dilly.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. My table's been waiting.
I am so sorry.
I had the eggplant parmigiana.
Yes. I'm looking for some more red for you.
Oh my God, all the children.
Yeah. It's the Electric Eel team. It's fine.
Oh.
It's okay. I got it. We're going to quarantine the area off, right? Is that right? And
your
restaurant
is staying open during
Welcome to prison. Cocaine nutcase and Jeremy, the guy who's supposed to watch all the children.
Yeah, sorry.
Enjoy the clink. Clink! Ugh.
Wow. Hey, what are you voting for?
Negligence.
Ah, it's a bitch.
Yeah.
Cocaine!
Ah, you'll find plenty of that in here.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
jeez, I don't know why I was trying to get out the whole time.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're a dum-dum.
Do I know you?
Sure. Keith. Keith Carmel. I'm Keith Carmel.
I
give you a ride home.
Hey, hi. Is Stephanie home? If she's not, that's okay.
She's actually.
It's okay. I wanted to talk to you. Oh, really quick.
Sure. Yeah,
I've
come on in.
I've just noticed that. Thank you. Every time we have a conversation, you stare at my breasts. And I'm not crazy, right?
I mean, they're cartoonishly large, but everyone does. I apologize. I didn't mean for that to come out the way that it did. Stephanie,
what's going on?
There she is.
Hi, Steph.
I'm just back from the market, where I've been.
Yeah.
I was at the market.
Oh, okay.
I'm not having an affair.
Thank
See
God.
See you, Steph. I'll catch you later. Huh?
Okay, bye, fella.
I forgot my shopping bags.
Hi, Steph.
What are you doing here, Barbara?
I was stopping by to say hi to you.
Your tit's out.
Which one?
The left one.
Okay. That was also the reason I was staring.
See?
Right.
There it is.
I'll leave you to it. I've got to go unpack the groceries.
Oh. Do you want to do this?
I don't know what it is that we're doing. You showed up at my door. My wife came home with, I'm guessing, the grocery man, who was very weirdly nice to bring her groceries.
Yeah.
But then he just, she didn't have any groceries in her hand. Hold on, let me go get that guy. Let me go run out and get that. Hey, in the Subaru.
Push it to the limit.
In the Subaru. Subaru.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't want any trouble, man. I don't want to fight. I don't want problems, man.
No, I think my wife just left.
Look, man, I just fucked her and that's it, okay, man? I don't love her or anything, okay?
Wait, what?
Look, man, I don't want a relationship with her. I just want to get off. That's it. I'm happy that you have to be the burden of all the other shit, okay? Look, man, don't kill me, man, okay? Don't kill me, man, please, man.
Welcome back to I Just Wanted to Get Off. Our guest today is Tim Tomlin. Tim?
Yeah. Hey, man, yeah.
How long have you been working at the grocery store?
I've been working at the grocery store for probably about 8 years.
How many customers have you bagged if you had to narrow it down to between 1 and 1,000?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Tell us about the second one.
Well, he was really nice.
Yep.
He,
What about him caught your eye?
I'll tell you what, the pecs on him.
Sweet pecs.
Uh-huh.
And that was enough to get you going?
Well, I mean, I just like, I like being held, and I found out, you know, that it was just something that's comforting. So it wasn't necessarily sex, per se, but it was just that comfort level after the fact, the cuddling.
Did he drive you home?
let's just say, more ways than one, yeah, he did. So thank you so much.
I gotta go to commercial now, Tim. Stay with us, won't you? We're right back with Tim Tomlin.
There's no need to cut the commercials. Nobody's listening to this.
Oh, all right.
All the advertisers have left.
They all abandoned us?
They all abandoned us.
Oh, look at that, Tim.
Oh, that's pretty good.
This is not coming out of your pocket.
Oh,
so, all run right. as long as you'd like.
Nah, let's just shut it down.
I hear you're interested in some advertisers.
Yeah, you Godfather's Pizza?
Yes, I am.
We just took a stab.
I have a card here. Oops, that fell out.
You're really committed to the...
That general manager on
chain. Yeah, it is general manager. Look at that.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's $5 an ad. So
$5 an ad, that's it?
Yeah, well...
This is a national show.
Times are tough.
All right, I'll buy all of your ads forever.
Okay, cool.
Great, just call this number.
That's $60.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just ones, huh?
5. No, I only have 5 ones.
No.
10, right. 20, 40, 45.
Oh, back to fives.
Shoot, I have $159 in here.
All right, we'll call it square then.
But you said it was, you know what? Hold on. I can't believe he actually refused my offer. I'm going to come back with more. You drive a hard bargain.
I do what I can, Godfather.
Yeah. Where the hell are my waiters with my breadsticks?
That's today's show. Let's thank all of our alchemists in no particular order. James Heaney, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Oh, gosh. It's great to be here.
Do you need a ride home?
Are you still on coke as a kid?
No, I'm not. I'm on a total downer. I need to get some more coke in there and real quick.
Where can folks find you?
TheRealJamesHeaney.com.
All righty. Mark Gagliardi.
Yeah. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mark Gags. About to start season 2 of Blood and Treasure.
Yeah,
season 1 available.
How much longer before you go back to Rinse and Shine?
I leave in 1 week from right now. I will be on an airplane.
Aww. This very moment.
This very moment.
Air Canada?
Air Canada.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You like the aisle?
I do. Yeah. I like the aisle. Because it's
pee.
A 6-hour flight. I want to get up and
I gotta pee.
And I don't want to bother the other two people.
Step over me. I don't want to step over you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you. Vinish.
Yeah.
any more new machines down at the Dynasty Typewriter? Just the
holding steady at the Owlsbeard.
Owlsbeard.
Yeah.
That's a cotton
but
candy.
But lots of great ideas, just ready to explode. We do have a face towel warmer.
Do you really?
Yep, and some oils. We need to plug it in and get that.
Is that for anybody or for the performers?
Oh, for the performers. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, that's...
Still okay. Have a coffee machine in the dressing room?
Oh, yeah, there's actually a Kevin Pollak Memorial coffee.
I love every square inch of that, and thank you for joining us today. Chris Alvarado, so nice to have you back in the saddle.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
How's it for you being back?
Everything's great.
Yeah?
You know what's really exciting me right now?
Please tell me.
Is that Alchemy This Instagram.
Yeah.
There's fun content.
Right.
There's videos.
Yeah.
There's pictures. I mean, I even got to answer a whole bunch of questions from fans, which was awesome.
Dan didn't ask me to do that.
Danny. That's probably why. He goes by Danny.
Yeah. I thought Joey was running the... This is awkward.
We had to hire a guy.
At Chris Alvarado. At Joey Grieber. Oh,
he's shaking his head.
Jebby
Grieber.
Yeah.
And I'm not running the Instagram.
Huh.
Denny is.
But there's
Danny.
A lot of new content.
Danny.
So whatever you do and you create, you have to ship it to Denny?
Yeah, Danny.
Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Din-din?
Yeah, he's just like a social media dude.
He's like an expert.
Yeah, I don't know. He lives in New York, so he's young. He knows.
He wears eyeliner.
What accent is that?
New York.
Is it? Like the Bronx?
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx, New York. I'm Cardi B.
James, we've already talked to you. We've got a round of horn.
Can I?
Let's thank our engineer of the stars, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. And iHeartRadio.
Thump, 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 thump.
I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met to write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com, and also tell everyone you've ever met to listen to the show. We have some exciting news coming your way soon, so look out for just under the heading exciting news.
Oh.
Again, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time.
I'm Alchemy.